Blog Talk Radio.
30JK makes you feel jam good. 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. You know, they call me Bumper Morgan. Go and write it down. Tell someone, okay? Thank you.
And now
your host, Jason Kelly.
Well, what's up? It's Jason Kelly, that's right, yeah. On the hottest, hypest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. You know what it is, it's 30JK, 30 minutes with Jason Kelly, over Blog Talk Radio, and the phone number here is 347-857-2310, or online at blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life, JKFX, the number 4, and LIFE, all capital, all one word, you. The word, and you know that word, yeah. Everybody, turn this shit up right here. It's time to go old school rolling on this fine Friday afternoon. Let's get busy. Okay, Jason here, and I'm ready to rock it right now with one of the coolest people ever in the Metroplex. This guy you've known for years as the manager of Hooters of Lewisville, Texas, and now he's taking management into his own hands and creating a business for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud, honored, and pleasured to have this guy as a wonderful friend. Ladies and gentlemen, 30JK Nation, give it up, and I mean way up, for the man, the myth, the legend that is Mr. Scott Wipkin.
What's up?
Yeah, give it up. Ah, yeah. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, excellent. This is my first time welcoming you to 30JK right here, right now. And I want everybody in 30JK Nation to get to know a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and all that good stuff. So hit me with it.
I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, originally. Moved to Texas when I was a kid. Grew up in Texas, in Plano. Got married young, had a bunch of kids. That's what I'm doing. got my own business now, running my own restaurant. Worked for a bunch of different chain restaurants. Just happy to have my own place now.
Wow. Now, where in Oklahoma is this diner that we're going to be talking about?
It is in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
And how far is it from Thunder City?
As
in Oklahoma City.
About 150 miles.
Oh. Wow. And the name of it, ladies and gentlemen, as I see it on my screen here, it's called Whip's Diner. Now, how did the name come about?
The name is what they called my grandpa. He was driving a semi. That was his handle on the CB radio, was Whip. So I named it after him.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And if you go to Whip's Diner, what would customers expect?
Nothing but the best and the freshest.
What's your specialty over at Whip's?
We serve everything, breakfast and lunch. We serve breakfast all day. But I would say the best thing we got going right now is a burger.
Oh, really?
Voted the best burger on the mountain. Broken Bow.
How bad, coming from you guys. Now, the phone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to me and Scott, it's 347-857-2310, 347-857-2310, or you can find us on blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. Hit that follow button. We will follow you right back. All right? Now, I want to know, and I believe everybody else wants to know, about Hooters. Everybody knows you from there.
Right.
And how,
what do you
want to
know about Hooters if you don't already know, Jason? You know a lot about Hooters, my friend.
I know, but how long were you there? That's what I was
there for about 2 years.
About how many years, sir?
2 years.
2 years.
I worked at the West End store in downtown Dallas, which is the world's largest Hooters, almost a year. And then I was in Louisville, and then I went to Frisco, and then that was it for my Hooters career.
So how was it? I
bet
you had a lot of fun.
It was a pretty good experience. It was crazy most times.
Yeah, especially when the fact that I had the pleasure of seeing you over there. As of Hooters, as far as Hooters is concerned, you were one of the best managers to me.
Well, I appreciate that. You share that opinion with a lot of people who work for me, regulars that came in. I appreciate that. A lot of people think highly of me as a manager.
Yeah. And now that you're in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and you're taking that same managing thing and putting it into your own business, it's a family business. As I look at your Facebook page, I see London and Katie, or whoever those two up there.
I think that's Hannah and Katie. I think those are the oldest two. I think Hannah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, all of them work at my restaurant. They work every weekend there.
Wow. Now that's cool. That's definitely cool. You're actually paying it forward, because they want to learn about the business that you had. From like working in the background, working in the kitchen, and working at the front of the counter and all that.
They do everything. I do all the jobs in the restaurant. I'm teaching them, teaching them well.
And without the number of how much they get paid an hour, they really get paid well. I'll just say that.
Let's just say they do okay for their age.
Yeah.
And their work experience, which is none.
Right. Okay. Back to the Hooters girls. Which one's for your favorite?
Oh, that's a good question, Jason. But I did not have a favorite. I never had any favorites. That's what makes me a good manager.
Right.
I don't play favorites. I treat everyone
right.
The same.
Right. You love one, you love them all.
That's right. Well, when it comes to Hooter Girl.
Right. There you go. And let's see. What was your first, your very first restaurant that you managed other than Whips? Just Hooters, or were there anything
no.
else?
I managed it, TGI Fridays, also.
Oh, awesome. Here in Texas or somewhere else?
In Plano.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was
wow.
in the 90s.
Wow.
That's what Fridays was a big deal.
Wow, you've been like everywhere. TGI.
I haven't been everywhere, but I've been a lot of places. My share of experiences.
True, because you know, who knows? You might wanna take that piece of managing that you always do, and give it to somebody that wants to. See what it's like from the manager's point of view. See who gets
right.
hired, see who gets fired and all that kind of stuff. Who gets the raises and who has to work a little bit harder and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
That's how it usually works.
That is exactly how it works.
And me being a restaurant worker myself, I started in like November, December. I seem to experience that myself. You know, I'm not a manager per se, but I see what managers are capable of. And
right.
because of the fact that you have all these people and people think highly of you, there's no greater feeling than that.
That's true. That is true.
Any advice you want to give anybody?
Oh,
if they wanted to be like a manager for a restaurant like you are?
Just keep moving forward. Keep going. Even when people push you down, get back up, and keep on moving.
Yeah, that is awesome, man.
Don't listen to the naysayers.
Right, right. Now, for those tuning in, who are your daughters? I know Katie. I know London. And who else?
I have Hannah, my oldest. I have Bailey, and I have Olivia.
Okay.
So that's five, and I have my son, Harrison.
Wow. So you've been surrounded by girls mostly all your life.
Indeed I have, at home and at work.
Indeed. No greater feeling than that.
Not that
oh,
I've
man.
Found, anyway.
Right, right. Anybody besides your daughters and yourself in the restaurant business in your family? Or is that it?
That's it.
Wow. I have a, you know what? That's incredible. That's really incredible. You know what? Check this out. My favorite Hooter girls, speaking of Hooters, my favorite girls, I love them all too. My personal favorite ones are Sanaa.
Let me see if I can guess. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Sneha is one. You just said her, so
yeah.
I'll cheat a little bit. Jessica.
Yep.
Savannah.
Yep.
Am I right on with these?
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
Man. That's three of them that I know.
There's Lena.
Right.
And there's, I believe, Kayla. You haven't heard of Kayla, right? There's Kendall.
And we're just talking about Louisville, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then there's Dakota. I liked her. And then I remember when Kristen was in there. Kristen and Lindsay.
Uh-huh. Yep, I remember too.
Every time you go to Hooters, there's never the same girl twice. I mean you've got a lot to choose from. All that and the hula hoops too.
And the hula hoops too, huh?
Yep. You seen one Hooters girl, you've seen them all. And if you like them a lot, like I do, man, 30JK Nation, we love Hooters girl. Hootie, hootie, hi-ho. I love the jump start, man. They got to bring that back, in my honest opinion.
Well, as far as I know, they didn't take it away, did they?
Sometimes I do hear it, but I don't hear it that much.
Well,
that's
because they don't have me there, man. That's why they don't have me.
Right? They want you back. Right.
Well, I don't want them back. And when I say them, I don't mean the Hooter girls. I mean the all the upper management BS who comes with it.
Oh,
they can have all that. They can have all that.
Right. Well, anyway, I mean, there are some good times when it comes to Hooters, especially when it comes to you, because you happen to be the man, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
I got some favorite managers besides you too, but you happen to be the favorite to me. And that's just the honest truth to me.
Well, I appreciate that.
So if somebody were to find out where Whip's Diner is located, where would they find it? What's the address? Write it down, please. Write it down, 30JK Nation. We're gonna have to repeat that because
that's
yeah.
Okay. It's the number 5, Coho Road, COHO. Road in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. The zip code is 74728.
74728.
Yes, sir. 74728.
5 Boho Road?
Coho. COHO. Coho Road.
Oh,
so 1 mile north. Yep, 1 mile north of Beavers Bend State Park.
Ooh.
In Lake Broken Bow.
Okay.
Yep.
And how many? And just out of curiosity, how many people live in Broken Bow?
Not that many. It's a lot of tourists.
Well, let me tell you something.
A lot of tourists.
Wow. It's a lot less than Oklahoma City. I can tell you that much. And way less than Dallas. Seeing that's one of the biggest cities in the whole United States of America. Hey, while we're on the air, is one of your daughters available?
Nope, they are at home.
Oh, okay. I thought they were.
I'm on my way back to Texas. Yeah, I'm on my way back to Texas right now from Oklahoma. So.
Oh, long day, huh?
Always a long day.
Hey, who do you think is going to make the playoffs, man?
Who do I think is going to win the playoffs?
Yeah.
Which sport?
And we're talking basketball here.
Are you talking basketball? Oh, I don't know. I haven't been able to keep up. I own my own business now, Jason. I ain't got time to watch TV.
Oh, my God. Right? Hey, once you have your own business, there's nothing like it, man. That's all I can tell you.
Yep, I watch two things. I watch my cash register and my eyelids.
Right?
That's it. That's the two things I watch these days.
Oh my gosh. Any other people you want to shout out to while I have you on the air? Any Hooters girls you want to shout out to or anybody else?
No, just all my girls in Louisville.
Nah.
All the girls that I hired that are still there. I was just there a couple weeks ago. I saw a few.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. Hey, man, anytime you want to jam with me on 30JK, man, you feel free to do so right then and there, all right? Because we love having you on. We love having you on. We love having you on. Scott Whipkey, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. That's for you, my brother. Yeah. Scott, you the man. Thank you for joining us, man.
All right, Jason. Take care.
All right, you got it. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? I love, love, love this man, Scott Whipkey. He was a Hooters manager, a TGI Fridays manager. Man, and now he has his own restaurant, his own business. Wow. He is actually going places, man. And he still has that love to give people and pay it forward. Oh, my gosh. Give it up one more time. One more time for Scott, y'all. There it is. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have somebody awesome and even more wonderful the next time 30JK rolls around again. So, whatever you do, if you have another 30 minutes to spare, don't forget about me. Keep on old school rolling and all the good stuff. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up. This is what Truthful Devils always do. And as always, I'm parting. I will see you on the flip side. Jason Kelly, I'm out of here. And remember, in parting, it's a J. Hey, thanks, sissy. We gone. See ya.
This is Project JJSX. Thank you.
Thank you.